You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 10:40 AM on this Monday, August 28th, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I'm Cameron Heron, and I am joined by a very special guest. Today, it is Tina Sanders, Safe Kids Specialist. Tina, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. It's a Monday, so back to work, but it should be a fun week, and definitely excited to have you on here to talk about back-to-school safety. But before we do that, why don't you tell the listeners kind of about what you do and what Safe Kids does as a whole?
Well, Safe Kids, if I do say so myself, is kind of a fantastic group to be a part of. We talk about unintentional injury and safety with families and with children. So we cover a wide variety of risk areas. My section of this agency really focuses on pedestrian and wheeled sports safety. So talking to kids about bike safety and using helmets, being safe when they are pedestrians, as well as child passenger safety, so talking about safety in cars. But I also get to cover topics within home safety. So I talk about safe sleep. I get to talk about medication safety, chemical safety, and that sort of thing. So we do a lot of those kinds of things. We also talk a lot about water safety. So you might have seen us out in the community promoting use of life jackets. We even help some of the communities to have life jacket loaner programs. So that's something that we get to be a part of as well. So we're really out there in our very large coverage area talking to families about a lot of different topics.
Yeah, and it sounds like a lot of these topics are things that may not be common knowledge, like things that definitely new parents might not be aware of, that they'd be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that this was a big deal or that this was a safety hazard.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good that you...
Absolutely. And especially when we talk about child passenger safety, car seats change so frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if you've got older kids and maybe you find that, you know, you're having a new baby or maybe you are brand new grandparents, car seats have changed so much in the past several years, and the standards as well as what we know about child passenger safety, that oftentimes families don't know what they don't know. And so when they come to us, they're very surprised at all the new knowledge that they gain because of it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a lot of new things coming out, new regulations. So it's important that there is a business or a place that will let people know about that stuff. So to talk about kind of the big thing that we're gonna chat about today, it's back to school safety. Obviously school's coming up. I think it started for North Dakota, but Minnesota I think still's got about a week. So back to school safety, very important. I'll let you take it
Absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I know that our friends here in North Dakota are starting this Wednesday in like Grand Forks Public Schools, but our children in Crookston are starting on September 6th. So we're really excited about school getting started. And as you know, those kids are very excited to be back with their friends and their mm-hmm. teachers and, you know, kicking off a brand new school year. But we always want to be really, really aware of educating them about being safe in those different ways that they get to school. So, you know, those four ways that children typically get to school would be either walking, biking, by car, or by bus. So we cover all four of those topics pretty carefully to make sure that kids are safe from year to year. Because, you know, through the summer, you've had a lot of freedom. Maybe you aren't, you know, walking in a really busy area during the summertime. So you might not remember that you always need to cross at the corner or at a crosswalk if there is one. You need to look left, right, and left again. That's the education that we're giving kids about being, you know, really good pedestrians. We also are out there talking to kids about making sure that they wear helmets when they're biking and making sure that they stay on the correct side of the road, that they're watching for traffic, making sure that they're using their arm signals. It surprises me sometimes how many children don't realize what those arm signals are and how to use them when they're biking. So that's really important information. And then when we're talking about school-aged kids and car safety, first of all, a lot of folks don't realize that you really need to be 4'9" before you fit the adult seatbelts in our cars correctly. which is why we have booster seats. Booster seats raise kids up to help them to fit correctly in that seatbelt. So kids, until they hit that 4'9" mark, really need to be in a booster seat. We always want to see kids under the age of 13 in the back seat, because we don't want them to be close to that airbag, which is a huge hazard for them. It can really harm them in the event of a crash. And then when we're dropping off at school, we always want kids to exit the car on the curb side or the grass side, so that they're not exiting the car into traffic. So that's really, really important to remember to let our kids know about. And then when they're waiting for the bus, we want them to stand back from the curb. We want them to actually stand back on the sidewalk when they're waiting for the bus, just to make sure that they've got a good distance away from it. But those of us who are drivers, even if we don't have kiddos that are going to school, that we need to remind them of those skills. If we're just drivers in our communities, we need to be aware that school is starting. We need to watch for those kids. Sometimes those kids are so excited that they don't remember that they are smaller than cars, and a collision between a car and a kid means, you know, car wins every time.
Yeah.
They don't always remember that. So we want to, as drivers, be very, very aware of those kids. And even sometimes I'll take a maybe longer route to work, knowing that I can avoid a school zone if I possibly can, because those school zones are going to be really, really congested next week. So we want to just kind of stay out of there. And, of course, just have a little bit of patience. We know that drop-off and pickup times are a really congested time in those neighborhoods. But, you know, if we can just have a little patience, they're over really quickly. So, you know, in the morning it's about, you know, a 20 to 40 minute window. In the afternoon, it's as little as 10 minutes, and then everybody is cleared out of the school, and it's smooth sailing. But we have to be patient during those pickup and drop off times.
And of course, it's good to remember the rules on the road when it comes to the bus, like when they stop at railways or when they're picking up kids. Mm-hmm. Like,
absolutely. And if that bus has its stop arm out, then you cannot pass it going either direction. You need to obey it just like a regular stop sign and stop and wait for that stop arm to be retracted again. The buses, I got to tell you, I'm kind of a bus nerd. They're one of my favorite modes of transport because buses are very, very safe. You know, first of all, there are these giant yellow vehicles with big flashing lights. So they're really easy to see. They have set routes, so, you know, we know exactly where they're going to go. And our passenger compartment is really high. So, first of all, there's good visibility, but also any crashes are typically going to happen below where the passengers are seated. So, buses are super duper safe. But, yeah, as drivers, we need to be aware of, you know, the rules with those buses and making sure that we are stopping appropriately when they are stopped and when they have their signals on. So it's very, very important to do that. So, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely not going to see a Kia win the battle against a bus, that's for sure. But
no, that bus is probably going to win in that fight, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, obviously you hear about some bus accidents here and there, but for the most part, it feels like when you hear about bus accidents, it feels like most people end up being okay because there's a lot of, you know, precautions that are built into the actual construction of the bus, so that's always good. But it's good to know the safety things too. And are there any other things that you wanted to talk about with buses?
You know, buses, like I said, buses are one of my favorites, and I really do think that those of us as drivers, we can make them a lot safer. When it comes to kids being around buses, we always talk to them about if they have to cross the street near a bus. Once they exit the bus, take three giant steps to the front of the bus, make eye contact with the bus driver so that they can let them know if it's safe to cross, and then cross in front of the bus and not behind it. Because those buses are so big, the driver doesn't have as good of visibility behind the bus as they do in front. So we want them to cross in the front. So that's really, really important.
Definitely.
You know, and we are actually, we're sharing all of this information at Highland Elementary on September 18th. We do a program called Safety Around Schools. And Highland students, every single student on that campus is going to get to rotate through four stations that we're hosting on walking, biking, car safety, and bus safety. So all of those students are going to get to hear from our volunteers, and even with the walking safety, they're going to take a very short walk around in front of school and kind of cross the street and practice those skills. This is a fantastic program that I'm so, so thrilled that we get to offer, and I'm so honored that the Highland staff lets us do this, because this is super important information, and these are things that I feel like even as adults, we kind of need some reminders of regularly. So, of course, the kiddos should have reminders. That's actually part of some of our programming through the Minnesota Safe Routes to School. We have this phenomenal grant with Safe Routes to School. It's called a Boost Grant that covers Highland School. So we're going to get to do a lot of really exciting safety stuff throughout the year with Highland, and that's going to kind of kick us off for the year with them. So I'm very excited about that.
So that's a great event that's coming up. And for those of you just tuning in, we've got Tina Sanders, a Safe Kids Specialist, talking about back-to-school safety. But there's also another event coming up. It's the car seat checkup events at Bro Chevrolet that you do fairly frequently.
We do. So we do have a car seat check happening at Bro's on October 26th. That's at 4 p.m., 4 to 5:30 p.m., and those are by appointment. We have trained and very, very skilled car seat technicians that will be there to help people not only to make sure that their car seats are installed correctly, but to make sure that they are fitted correctly to the child that's sitting in them. You know, as you know, children grow very, very rapidly. So it's possible that when you installed that car seat, it fit them perfectly, but they've grown a little bit, so you need help to adjust it to make sure that it fits. When a child's in a car seat and they're facing forward, the shoulder straps need to be at or above their shoulder level. And if they're facing the rear of the car, the shoulder straps need to be at or slightly below their shoulder level. And sometimes it can be a little tricky adjusting those up or down. So it's really, really important to make sure that that's correct. And those technicians are really skilled. So if, you know, you're having a challenge with your car seat, they can usually help to troubleshoot that. So it's a wonderful thing that we get to do at Bro's. Even if the weather is nasty, we're inside, so that's always fantastic. So we're really thrilled that they let us out there to do that.
Yeah, definitely a great thing that a local business is willing to do and help the community and learn about that type of stuff and help them make sure that the kids are as safe as possible. Like you said, you know, even like the regulations of the car seats are constantly changing. So you never know if maybe the car seat does still quote unquote fit, but maybe the regulations need to be updated or your thoughts on them or your knowledge.
Right. Exactly. Car seats, they do expire. I know that surprises some people. They think, well, it's not milk. Why would it expire? But car seats, first of all, they are made of a lot of plastic components. Plastic does break down over time. But also our crash testing, like, standards, as well as, you know, just our knowledge about car seats, it does evolve. So typically they last between 6 to 10 years. So if your car seat is getting toward the end of its life, it might be, you know, having some issues, like the buckles might be a little bit sticky or they're not connecting the way that they should. The shoulder straps might be kind of stiff and that sort of thing. That's all going to really affect how well that car seat works. So it's a good idea to get it checked out if, you know, you've had that car seat for a while, just to make sure that it's not expired. The other issue that we find with car seats is sometimes they're subject to recall. So, you know, anybody can look up recalls on their car seats or on any of their products online. But if you go to a car seat check event, we actually will check for recalls on your car seat while you're there as well. So that's obviously another huge benefit, just to make sure that there hasn't been any problem that's been reported that needs to be fixed with that car seat. So that's an opportunity too.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing, especially, you know, if you don't catch the news every day or you lose track of what's been recalled, it definitely would be helpful to have an event that can say, hey, this one is not fit for quality standards anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
Lots of good stuff we've been talking about, Tina. Do you want to kind of quickly recap some of bullet points that we've kind of been chatting about today for anyone who joined midway through?
Of course. Yeah, so just a big reminder, Crookston schools start on September 6th. So as drivers, we need to be really aware of not only the kids out there either as pedestrians or bicycling, but also kids on the school bus, making sure that we are watching for those child pedestrians that may not be following all of the rules that they might need to, but also watching for those stop arms for the buses, making sure that we are following those rules and stopping for buses. We do want to highlight that if you are sending your child back to school, making sure that when they're walking, they always cross at corners or at crosswalks if they're available, looking left, right, and left again. If they're biking, make sure that they wear their helmet. If you don't have a helmet, Safe Kids actually does offer them, and we even have some for sale at the Crookston All True Clinic. So if they are looking for a helmet, they can get one very easily. And, you know, helmets have come a long way. They used to be super uncool. I remember when I was a kid in the 80s, they were not attractive, and they've gotten a lot cooler over the years. I know it's a hard sell for some kids, but we want to make sure that we avoid those brain injuries and keep them very, very safe.
Whenever you hear about a biking accident on like the news, it's typically you hear they were not wearing a helmet, and that's usually the deciding factor. And it's also important to make sure that helmet fits too.
It is absolutely important. Safety equipment is not one of those things that we want to purchase so that they'll grow into it like we do a winter coat. It needs to be fitting them right now. And helmets are one of those safety equipment that, yeah, you just do not want them to be too big or too small. So if somebody were to want to purchase a helmet from All True or from Safe Kids, we actually have people that are trained to measure their head and to fit the helmet properly to them. But otherwise, they can go onto our website, safekidsgf.com, and they can look in our helmet safety area for tips on how to fit a helmet. Our website, by the way, is absolutely a wealth of information on all sorts of topics that we cover, as well as a lot of the classes that we offer, and our car seat check event schedule is on there. So it's a wonderful thing to take a look at. We're also really, really active on Facebook. So any of the events that we do are going to be reflected on Facebook, so you can find us that way. And then, of course, if they want to give us a call, it's 701-780-1489. So if anybody wants to make an appointment to talk to us or has any questions, they absolutely can contact us that way as well.
You want to mention the events coming up again, the safety around schools and the car seat checkup?
Of course. So our Safety Around Schools event that's going to cover those four ways that kids get to school, that's going to be at Highland Elementary on September 18th. And those kids are going to get treated to a lot of really good information on walking, biking, car, and bus safety. And then our next car seat check at Brose Chevrolet is going to be October 26th. That's at 4 p.m. Now, that is by appointment only, but they can call Polk County Public Health at 218-281-3385, and they can make an appointment to get their car seat checked.
Well, that's a lot of great information, Tina, and I'm sure we just barely scratched the surface of everything that goes into being safe at this time of year, and I'm sure those other events and the website will be able to inform a lot of people about the even more stuff than we talked about today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Tina. You have a great rest of your day, and thank you for coming on Valley Talk.
Thank you so much for having me today. Really, really appreciate it.
Yep, of course. You have a good one.
Have a great day.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Monday, August 28th. If you wish to be on Valley Talk, you can email krox@rrv.net, put Valley Talk in the subject field, and talk about your event, and we will consider bringing you on. But now,